Hello, this is the Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. As voting for 8 crucial parliamentary constituencies in Western UP begins on Thursday, BJP will face 5 factors it did not have to 5 years ago. In 2014, the Lok Sabha elections were held in a communally charged atmosphere in the region. They were held just 6 months after the Muzaffarnagar riots of September 2013 that claimed 60 lives and left thousands displaced for months. The riots had torn the social fabric of the region, causing a vertical divide between Muslims and Jats, Jatavs and Gujjars. This time, the communal divide is not marked, at least on the surface, and RLD leadership, mainly Ajit Singh and his son Jayant, have tried to bring back Jats and Muslims, their traditional vote base, under one umbrella through extensive Sadbhavna Yatras. More than 900 artists, including Pandit Jasraj, Vivek Oberoi and Rita Ganguly on Wednesday, pledged support to PM Narendra Modi and urged people to vote for BJP, saying the country needs a majboot sarkar, not a majboor sarkar. In a statement, the artists appealed to the people to cast their vote without any pressure and prejudice. Quote, "It is our firm conviction that the continuance of the government led to by PM Narendra Modi is the need of the hour. Besides, when challenges like terrorism are before all of us, we need a majboot sarkar, not a majboor sarkar, and hence we need the present government to continue," unquote, it said. ICCR chairman and BJP Rajya Sabha MP Vinay Sahastrabuddhe said the artists have a social responsibility, but some had indulged in politics of paranoia, so it was natural that others came forward and resonated their aspirations. With the possibility of an alliance with AAP for the Lok Sabha elections over, Congress is likely to announce its candidates for all 7 seats in Delhi by Thursday evening. Sources said the central leadership had now asked the Delhi unit to be prepared for a triangular battle and field the best possible candidates. AICC Treasurer Ahmed Patel reportedly met Delhi unit chief Sheila Dixit at her residence to discuss the election strategy. During the meeting, which lasted around 40 minutes, sources said the two leaders deliberated on probable candidates. The list of 7 candidates, which the screening committee had sent to the central leadership last week, was rejected by Congress President Rahul Gandhi. A fresh list is likely to be sent on Thursday, which will be pursued by the Central Election Committee at its meeting later in the evening. The party is likely to announce its candidates for Haryana and other states at the same time. It was a warm Thursday morning in the national capital, with the minimum temperature settling at 23 degrees Celsius, 2 notches above the season's average. Relative humidity was 61% at 8:30 a.m, a Met Department official said. The mercury is predicted to soar and touch 40 degrees Celsius mark, triggering heat wave, the official said. Under heat wave conditions, the maximum temperature are markedly above the normal 5.1 degrees Celsius or more. On Wednesday, the maximum temperature was recorded at 38.7 degrees Celsius, 3 notches above the season's average, while the minimum settled at 20 degrees Celsius.